From Spark and Anvil and Rupture Repair, this is Levy in Chapter 1 of the Rupture Repair cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Where the Heart Harbor River ran past the village, there was a long, low, grassy bank, a levee, built up along the water's edge. It didn't dam the river. It didn't shut the water out. It just gave the river a clear, kind edge to run along, so the village could live right beside the water without being washed away. And the steady creature who tended that bank, a sturdy beaver tween with calm, certain paws, was named Levy. Folks get boundaries wrong, Levy would say, patting the grassy bank smooth. They think a boundary is a wall to keep someone out. It's not. A wall would mean no more river at all, no more friendship. A boundary is a bank. It keeps the water where it can be safe to live beside. It's the thing that lets you stay close.
One afternoon, a young rabbit named Juna stood at the water's edge, tangled up. A friend had hurt her. The friend had apologized, really apologized, and Juna believed it and wanted to forgive. But there was also a thing the friend kept doing, a thing that kept hurting her, and Juna felt that if she forgave, she had to just let it keep happening. Forgive completely, or shut the friend out entirely. Those felt like the only two choices, and both felt wrong. Levy patted the bank beside her. "Come sit by the levee," she said. "I think you're trying to pick between a wall and a flood. But there's a third thing. There's a bank." Juna's ears drooped. "But if I forgive them, doesn't that mean I have to be okay with everything? If I say I need you to stop doing that thing, isn't that mean? It feels like I'm punishing them after they already said sorry." "Ah," said Levy, smoothing the grass. "That's the tangle. You think forgiving and needing a limit can't both be true. But watch the river." She nodded at the water running calm and contained along its bank. "The bank doesn't hate the river. The bank loves the river. That's why it gives it a safe edge to run along. A limit isn't punishment. A limit is how you say, I want to keep you in my life, and here's what I need so being near you stays safe for me." She patted the earth. "I forgive you, and I need this thing to change. Those aren't opposites. They're a bank and a river. They go together."
Juna's tangled ears lifted a little. "I'm allowed to forgive them and still ask for the thing to stop?"
"You're not just allowed," Levy said warmly. "It's the kindest, clearest thing you can do. A forgiveness with no bank is just a flood waiting to happen. You'll keep getting hurt, and the friendship will wash away anyway. A forgiveness with a good, clear bank can actually last." Levy showed Juna how to build the bank. Not high and cold like a wall, not absent like an open floodplain, but clear and kind and steady. "A good bank is simple and warm," she murmured. "You don't have to make a big angry speech. You just name the water's edge. Here's the thing I need, so I can feel safe being close to you. No cruelty, no long list of everything they ever did, just the one clear edge." She smoothed the grass. "And you can say the warm part right alongside it. I care about you. I forgive you, and I need this thing to be different, all in the same breath. The warmth and the limit, together, that's what makes it a bank and not a wall."
Juna practiced it. "I forgive you, and I care about you, and I need you to stop doing that thing, because it keeps hurting me, and I want us to be safe to be close." It came out clear and kind. It didn't sound mean at all. It sounded, she realized, like someone who wanted to keep a friendship, carefully, on purpose, with a good edge to run along. "It doesn't feel mean," Juna said, surprised. "It feels like I'm taking care of us both." "That's exactly what a bank does," Levy said. "It takes care of the village and lets the river keep running. A real boundary isn't you pushing them away. It's you making it safe enough to stay." So Juna built her bank. She told her friend the warm, clear thing. "I forgive you, and I need this to change so being close to you feels safe.
and it held. The friend, hearing a limit that came wrapped in warmth instead of a wall that came wrapped in anger, could actually meet it.
And Juna felt something she hadn't expected from setting a limit. Not the cold, guilty feeling she'd feared, but a warm, settled safety. The friendship was still there. The river still ran. But now it ran along a kind, clear edge, and Juna no longer had to brace for the same hurt over and over.
"I thought I had to choose between losing them and getting hurt forever," Juna said, watching the calm water in its bank. "But I didn't. I get to keep them and be safe. I just had to build the bank." She put a paw on the warm, grassy edge. "It feels safer being close to them now than it did before, because now there's a shape that protects me, instead of me just hoping it won't happen again."
"Now you know the secret of the levee," Levy said, her certain paws steady on the bank. "The clearest, kindest edges aren't the ones that shut love out. They're the ones that make it safe enough to keep love close." And Juna sat by the warm, grassy bank, watching the river run calm and contained and free all at once, and felt the deep, steady safety of having learned she could forgive and protect herself, that the two had never been opposites, only a bank and a river made to run together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Levy. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.